And Diana, regarding these contracts, they're temporary, right? You said they were emergency contracts. They end in December. So when can we expect to see the RFP for the contracts starting in January when, of course, everyone knows Medicaid expansion kicks in and 137,000 more people will be enrolled in New Mexico in Medicaid services for a total of 717,000. When will that RFP go out, or has it?
Well, actually, how managed care works, and Centennial Care has both physical health and behavioral health in it. And basically, the four managed care organizations that were awarded the Centennial Care contract back in January of this year will be contracting with all of the agencies for physical health as well as behavioral health on the ground right now as we speak. So there's no RFP from the state to say, okay, behavioral health providers, you have to, submit a request for proposal. They work with those four managed care organizations to stay in their network and actually provide the services. And they're part of our entire healthcare system.
So
that's what we're looking.
So they'll be permanent then. Is that what you're saying? They'll
exactly.